Morongo Casino Studios. It's the Heidi and Frank Show on 95.5 KLOS and KLOS HD1.
Los Angeles.
Speeding tickets. If you can get them from speeding or not speeding enough. Yes, Louisiana has a new law that says if you're 1 mile an hour under the 65 mile an hour speed limit, you can get pulled over. If you're 1 mile an hour over, that cop would be considered such an a-hole. It's like, you were going 66 and a 65, and it's like, really, dude?
Somebody didn't get crack last night.
But but if it's 64 and a 65, and it's like, yeah, we're trying to crack down on slow drivers, I think we're all on board. It's like, oh, you want me to go faster? Cool, dude. There's so many people who are just out there in the left lane just moseying.
God.
I don't understand it. Especially, you see a car behind you. I don't know if it's like the same people who want to be a part of HOA boards. Mm-hmm. You're like, the power that they have is to slow down people, slow down traffic. They want to dictate your lives.
Yeah. They're regulating.
Where are you at in such a hurry? Yeah. No one needs to go that fast.
I could be going 80. Somebody's coming up on me. I get over. I can see. I'm paying attention. I'm like, oop, getting over, man. Yeah. Come right on through.
Especially here in California, because we have the 5-lane highways.
Yeah.
But and traffic issues.
And yes. But in like Louisiana, where you're talking about getting pulled over, that most of those are two lanes,
right?
So it's it really slows those people down. Mm.
I know when I was in Europe, it's like I was told by my rental car place, it's like, okay, don't hang out in the left lane. If you're going to pass somebody, you pass them and you get right back over in the right lane. That's how it is, a passing lane.
And
always check your mirrors to make sure that lane is clear, because that person might be coming up on you pretty fast. Mm-hmm. And they're Ferrari and you got some little Fiat. You're like, yeah, it's like, but get back over quick, because those cars will be going really, really fast. They're going to come up on you and it's dangerous. So yeah, everyone just does it.
Right.
I didn't notice even traffic. It was like, everyone just gets over. It was fine. Non-American things that the world highly recommends that we try as Americans. Let's see if we're on board with this. Month-long vacations?
I'm in. Let's start today.
So long, they call them holidays?
Yes, we're going on holidays.
Yeah, month-long vacation. The world thinks America is work-obsessed and is one of the countries that offer the least paid vacation days of all the countries out there.
Maybe that's why they're happier and they drive better, because they're just in a good mood. They're rested. They're not, it's like that's most of the time. That's why you're
I'm sure
in a
they
bad
got something
mood.
To bitch about, though. It's like no matter how much a person can have days off of work, they're still going to bitch and complain about something.
Yeah.
There are those personality types, sure.
It's like you're going to find something to bitch and complain about in retirement. Mm. Oh, you don't have to work anymore. Yeah, you worked your whole life. Now you're retired. And it's like,
every day is Saturday. I don't know what day it is.
I don't know what to do with myself anymore.
Beautiful.
We want to just take all July off then next year? Just take all of July?
The entire month of July.
Okay.
I guess we'd have to stagger that as a community, like as a society, because it's like everyone takes July off. Everything's closed for
a
whole
month.
Yeah,
we'd have to stagger. Yeah. Stagger it.
How about taxes included in the price tag, and also the service fees and tips? Because you're over there, you don't tip. It's like, right. No, this is part of the tip's included in the price. I get paid a living wage to be a waiter, so you don't have to tip me.
Huh.
So no more tips. It's all included in the price.
I like that.
Yeah, why don't we do that?
Well, because you're going to get the people that are like, well, what if I don't have good service? And then they automatically get this big tip and they sucked. I mean, because people assume, oh, they're going to work really hard because they want
to tip. It's not listed on the check as a tip. It's just like, that's the price.
Oh, yeah, right. And okay.
I don't like it, don't go back.
Right. I'm fine with that.
High-speed trains? Well, we'd like to be into that if nobody would steal the money to actually build one. I mean, by God, if we could actually lay one piece of track down, that'd be cool. towel warmers in the bathroom? What does how in the hell do they do that? Just the rod gets hot?
Hey. They're like they're little
I think it's built into the wall, isn't it?
I have there's no idea.
A bunch of different ones, but I go to this one place when I go to the spa, they give you they put you like a warm towel and they pull it out of this little like box looking thing. It's not like a microwave.
About that, though, it's like I never like got out of the shower and grabbed a towel. It's like, ooh, this towel's cold.
Yeah, but when it's cold, well, because we're in Southern California, so it's not cold? As. But imagine being like when it's cold and you're just.
Where do
just,
I keep my towels? Outside in the non-heated garage? I mean, yes, the towels are always just room temperature.
Right? No, but to put a warm towel on when you get out, because sometimes your skin gets chilled. You know, even if the AC's on, it's summertime, and you're like, ooh. And then you wrap a warm towel around. There's something about it. It's like being back in the womb. It's cozy. Yeah.
Next thing you know, you're taking month-long vacations. Oh, I guess that's what they're doing.
That sounds great.
The warm towels led to that.
Mm-hmm.
Heated floors instead of vented heat. Now, that trend is happening here. Where they're putting, like, the water that heats the floors. Yeah. Mm-hmm. That trend is happening. These are all non-American things that the world highly recommends that we try as Americans. Bidets. The world doesn't understand that we just wipe with paper.
And they're like, and then you just like, get dressed.
What are you doing?
Yeah. Huh. Once you've tried one, there's really no going back.
But you can't use it too much.
Yeah.
Don't use it too much because I guess
don't use it for pleasure. I think a good starting point.
If you use it too much, I guess you can just
you get starfish syndrome.
Raw. Yeah, you start getting lesions. Next thing you know, you got a sea urchin on there.
And we're back.
Desserts that aren't insanely sweet.
Yeah.
Like I said, Americans, it's like we have that sweet tooth that the world just can't handle. Like some parts of the world can handle spicy, and we're like, that's a little hot.
Mm-hmm.
Let them try sweet. Ha ha, we got you beat.
Yeah. What is chocolate lava cake? Why is it happening?
Butter on sandwiches, poutine. Is poutine that Canadian dish?
It goes on the fries.
Yeah. Right? Yeah.
It's like a gravy?
With cheese curd? It's like brown gravy with cheese curd?
It's hard to believe that didn't take off. Fries, gravy, cheese curd.
I mean, that's, how are we not having those on every corner?
Yeah, how'd that just stay above the border?
Yeah.
In Canada. It's like, that just seems like we would have taken that.
Wait,
made,
what was
made it our own.
I don't think I've ever had that.
Poutine?
No, I don't think so.
Nope.
Oh,
nope.
My God, it's delicious. Mm-mm.
Never you had hear that, Rodney?
I went on Grubhub and I tried to get poutine, but I couldn't find it.
Yeah, I don't think you probably get it.
Let me take a look. Is there a poutine place in Los Angeles?
Is there a Little Canada somewhere in Los Angeles?
It's got to be.
Down there by
Little Toronto?
Little Canada town?
Listen, there's Chinatown, there's Little Italy. There's got to be.
There's Little Ethiopia.
Right.
What you know about some Little Ethiopia?
There is Little Ethiopia.
There is.
What do you know about Little Ethiopia?
I used to work over there. Quickly.
Isn't that off of
No, La Brea? I was going to eat there, but I was that's ironic.
Frank. Okay.
Not one restaurant around.
Could I get the empty bowl number one? You want the one? Yeah, we're going to get.
I'll be taking that sand and supersize it.
You should definitely eat there.
I know. I've heard Ethiopian food's great.
Yes.
Ms. Corey Renee is Ethiopian.
Come on, Heidi.
Maybe we need to get some Ethiopian food up in here, Rodney.
Let's go.
I just want to hear Rodney order Ethiopian food.
Renee, I'm going to beat your ass. He knew what he did with that damn drop.
Let's see. What else?
What did you say about the butter? Go back to that one.
This butter on sandwiches.
Oh.
I guess it's a condiment. Just use butter.
They don't do mayonnaise. They do butter?
I guess not.
I don't.
I have seen this, though, when I was over there. Split duvets.
Mm.
So it's like, you have your own covers. There's no, like, someone just pulling the sheets off or whatever. It's like it's just the bed's kind of, like, made in the middle or something. And then, you have your own covers.
It makes more sense. Listen, we don't all have the exact same body temperature. And
true.
See?
It doesn't make any sense for people.
Maybe we can get on board with some non-American things. So I want to suggest some American things that we highly recommend the rest of the world try. Anyone?
Yeah.
Ice and drinks.
That's true. I guess, but don't eat the ice in Mexico, right?
No.
Not unless you're at the resort.
If you're at a resort, then they ship it in.
Yeah, I heard you.
Don't drink the water.
Filtering it, but.
You can drink the water in Ethiopia.
Oh, okay,
you can?
Great.
Yes.
If you can find it. Okay, come on.
So now I'm just going to have to take you so you can dispel all of these stigmas.
Let's do it.
I definitely want to go down to Little Ethiopia. Have a tall, cool glass of water.
And white chocolate.
Is that an Ethiopian food? White chocolate?
No, I was calling you white chocolate. Sorry.
Oh, that's,
white chocolate's in the house.
That'll be my nickname down there in Little Ethiopia. White chocolate's here.
Yep.
How about mechanical bowls? I didn't see one when I was over there.
Okay.
Hmm.
I mean, they're fun once.
Nothing says this country knows how to party than leaving a bar with a shoulder injury.
I mean, or broken nose.
Or broken back, yeah.
Toothpaste. How about the rest of the world to get on some toothpaste? Talking to you, sure. England. An NFL team?
Yeah. Well, they're working on that, I think, yeah.
So when you say your city has a football team, we know what you're talking about. Real football, not that dumb thing you play with shin guards.
Footy.
How about deodorant? Okay. Just ask anyone stuck on a European bus during a hot afternoon.
D.O. for the B.O.
And every country needs a Florida.
I'm sure every country has a Florida.
Do you think so? Every country has a Florida.
You started trying to be like, where's the place like around? All right,
I guess that narrows down too. It's like every state has a Florida.
Yeah.
In a weird way. Every city has a Florida. All right, what is the Florida city of Los Angeles?
Sylmar.
Sylmar? I don't know.
I'm just kidding, because that's where my family's from there, so I just say that.
If we had to pick one of the cities that combine Los Angeles, which one would be the Florida?
I'm going to say San Bernardino.
San Bernardino. Oh,
okay. Mm-hmm.
That's tough to beat.
She's going okay.
So I guess we're going all Southern California.
So you're going
I was
going
to say, are we talking county or are we talking...
Then I'm going to say Colton.
Oh, wow.
If we're going, then I'm throwing it down. That's what I'm doing.
Right. Fontana.
There we go. Same sort of general direction.
For sure, Fontucky.
That's the Kentucky. Fontucky. All right.
Mm. I'm pretty sure Victorville is.
Oh, yeah.
You know what is part of almost disappeared?
Ooh, Lancaster.
I drove to Vegas not long ago in Barstow. Barstow has turned into like a ghost town. I don't know what's happened up there, but Victorville and Apple Valley is gigantic now. But if you keep driving, like going to Vegas, Barstow is like,
oh no, I mean, it's like closer.
It's like fast food what fast food restaurants closed? Everything's closed there.
Everything's closed?
Yeah, the population has dwindled down to like below 25,000 or something like that.
Whoa. Finally taking them all.
Yeah, it's killed them all.
Mm-hmm. How do we feel about Riverside?
Easy.
Now you're getting close to home, JD.
Sorry, JD.
Live out there.
Laverne.
Hello, Laverne.
Ah, Laverne.
No, you know you're talking Renee's hood.
Yeah. Nowhere close to Florida, though.
But yeah, as far as like where you choose to live, is there something that you need to live by?
Oh.
Like when you were picking out your home and you're like, okay, and like you search the area, it's like, well, I need to live by that. Because I don't want to drive to that all the time.
I said the freeway. Like I need to.
You got to live by a freeway.
Freeway, yeah.
Well, they'll sometimes say that in home listings. They'll close to freeway access and schools. Yeah. I mean,
but he doesn't mean like on the freeway. Like you must mean within proximity.
I mean,
within
at least five
quarter mile.
Yeah, 5 minutes of a freeway.
You're on a freeway.
Exactly. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, a lot of people out here like that. When it's like
freeway close,
they're like, oh my god, so far away from. The freeway.
Yeah.
How do you do it?
It's whenever you got
to
travel.
Anybody else?
How long would it take for you to leave?
855-2955. What do you have to live by?
Mm-hmm. I mean, I like close to a market, I think. You don't want to have
like what? Like a supermarket?
Yeah.
That explains a lot.
You got to have a Walmart around, right?
I mean, I got a Walmart close too. I could be a Walmart in 5 minutes.
Yeah. I think Walmart's pretty important.
Did that have anything to do, or is that subliminally, when you bought your house? That it's like, well, there's a Walmart down here, so yeah, I guess we'll look around here.
No, the house that we bought I did nothing for me. It did. I said no about 10 times. I'm like, no.
Wait a second. You're the buyer. How do you say no?
No, to my wife. My wife's like, listen, it's not great. Yes, I didn't want to sell our other house, we just got it the way we wanted it. And this house, I was like, no. She goes, but if we just use...
There's a Walmart, though, honey.
There's a Walmart 5 minutes away. The mountains is really what sold me. If this house didn't have the mountains, then I would have never said yes. But
Mountain
she
View?
Talked me into it. But I'm like, this house was nothing.
What do you mean mountains? Mountain View?
Mountain View, yes.
Okay.
A view.
She's in the flats. She gets to see the mountains. They're close enough to where they project up.
Yeah. And so I get to see those. Otherwise, this house... No. It was like, oof. I got talked into it. It's fine.
Hello, Chad.
Hey, Southern Tahunga is definitely a Florida.
Tahunga is the Florida of Southern California?
Would you concur,
it's Frank? In L.A. too. It's we're crazy out here. A bunch of bums, a bunch of people going crazy all the time. Redneck.
Drugs.
That makes sense. Do you want to go to a concert?
I was trying to go after Primus. I love Primus. My kid loves Primus.
All right. You got some Primus tickets.
Yeah.
For tomorrow night, Greek Theater. Yes. Tongue sucks. Stay on hold. We'll get you them tickets. Hello, Donnie.
Hey, Frank. What's up?
Hey, Donnie.
What's up, man?
How are you?
Good.
So I won these tickets to go to a concert on Sunday night, Shine Down in Bush. And I would thank you guys for those free tickets. No, but anyway, we show up, and my buddy and I are doing a little pregame in the parking lot, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And all of a sudden, there's not one, there's not 10, there's not 50, there's hundreds and hundreds of girls in G-strings walking by.
What?
We thought we were at the wrong
place. We've got Bush.
We're a bunch of old men going to watch Bush and Shine Down. There was some damn festival going on over at SoFi that was some rave or I don't know what the hell it was, but they don't wear no clothes. You guys, I don't know what you did, but you guys set us up for the concert was all right, but let me tell you. The pregame was the best ever.
You just watching everyone walk to the rave. You were like, oh, my God.
You couldn't help it.
They were sharing a parking lot. Wow.
They weren't. The rave was outside, so they couldn't park over at SoFi. They were all parking over at...
The Forum?
The Forum. And... You guys...
Well,
none of you guys made it to that concert? Man, you guys missed out
so
on that.
So some G-string festival apparently happening.
Thank you so much, Donnie. No, it's like going to like raves when you see pictures of that. Yeah, they don't really wear much. They dance.
You get too hot, you're dancing. I mean, we can't have clothes on.
The weird fast kicky dance.
He talking about Hard Summer.
Yeah. Hard Summer?
That was the name of the festival. Hard Summer.
It was for these two guys.
Seriously.
I got a boner.
Wow. I always thought, like, I'm just thinking if I were ever going to go to a rave, and you're really going to have to go with me on this, I always felt like I'd be super uncomfortable in the outfit I'm going to wear at the rave, so I would wear something, and then once I'm inside where everybody's raving, then I take everything off and put it in my bag or whatever. I didn't know that you just wore your rave clothes in the car and then through the parking lot.
Your rave clothes, everyone else considers brave clothes. Because you're so brave to wear that.
I'm at the It's Been a Really Hard Summer Brave
show. You
can show
Brave Fest, where it's just nothing but people who shouldn't be wearing that stuff.
Who says, oh, I love it. You're so confident
to wear that
you go ahead and wear that. That's so brave of you.
Yeah, if you want to just look up what rave clothes look like, you can probably just go look up it online. It says we spend nearly half of our entire day online. Between works, jobs, tasks, entertainment, and socials, you're just online half of the day. Now, what's the other half? Sleeping? I mean, you think about it. So you wake up, most of the day you're doing it. So, and here's something, a new rule on Instagram. Instagram is no longer allowing public accounts to go live if they have less than 1,000 followers.
Oh, wow. Well,
I guess everyone's using that to go live, and I guess it probably takes a certain amount of energy to go live.
Right,
and it's like if you're going live for your
seven people watching,
It's like no, we don't need to do that. So if you have less than 1,000 followers, you can't go live anymore. That's new rule on Instagram. All right, it's time for a break again.
Yeah,
all right, in 17 minutes, the 4-pack to Soak City, not Soak City Water Park, coming up 818-955-2955. Keep it here. We're Heidi and Frank.
This was just a sample from today's Heidi and Frank show. Become a VIP at HeidiandFrank.com to unlock the show in its entirety, including the video stream during the live morning show, and access the archive to past episodes. You'll also be entered into our monthly VIP giveaways. And remember to follow us on your social media. Just search for the Heidi and Frank show. Thanks for listening.